starting in Siman Shin Samach Kimmel, we did Sefer Gimel holding a Mishabur Sukkot Mem Zayin. So if it's Arba Amas, need a Mishimavi. Kimmel to Arba Amas, if it's sticking out four Amas long, Shuba Amas Shir Arech Amavi, which is the minimum Shir of a Mavi, Yotim Taras Lechi, even Echshav Lekas Amavi, becomes the wall of a Mavi. Now, Mishabur gives another scenario. So you could have a scenario if you put a board which is going inside into the mavi 4 amos long, you have the same problem. But not only if that's true, but I'll give you a different scenario. It wasn't one board which was 4 amos long. It was multiple small pieces which are love with each other. That also would become, so here the love is going to be the chumra. It becomes one unit, which is 4 amos long, and now it's too long. Okay? So it will not be mounted on the mavi. So it's one lechi, which is 4 amos long. So there's no lechi anymore. This is a wall. But even in this scenario, we're going to create a kula. If al kaponim mibachutz, it's nicker that it's a lechi. So that's going to be, even though inside it looks like a kosel mavi, since mibachutz it looks like a lechi, so that's going to be acceptable. How would that be? If you would move it inwards, retract it into the mavi a little bit, so from the outside it doesn't look like the wall. From the inside it looks like, we say, it becomes one unit. From the outside, it looks like just the extension of the wall. The wall is a little bit wider. So, well, if you move it back a little bit, it doesn't look like an extension of the wall, because why is it stepped back from the rest of the wall? It must be that it's a lechi. So that would be matter mitzad that.
Back, I would do the same thing.
I would do the same thing, yeah. Okay, now we said it's mutter to... In this scenario, it's not matter, and therefore the whole mavi is aser. We say aser afilu humad l'shem lechi, and this is, even though he put it there l'shem lechi, it's still a problem. Before we said 4 amos, why doesn't bother us when it's put l'shem lechi, and we're saying 4 amos. No good. How you put it in the same lechi? What's the difference? The hosim haloi hemid ablita l'roichav hamavi. You closed up part of the mavi. Well, can l'garmi lechi mashu? So it's not worse than a minimal lechi. It's a larger lechi. All it looks like is you're extending the wall, and that's why over here it's worse than over there. Okay. Sif Yudalit. So that's the we're moving away from Lachi. Now let's go to Korah. So the next few Sifim we'll talk about Korah. There's another way to be matter your open mavi. You put a kura. The simple case is you're going to put it on top of the wall, from one wall to the other. Okay. You have to put it on top of the wall of the mavi. Now, we're going to discuss a case where, again, this is your mavli, and this is, here's the back, here's the sides, here's the front opening, so here's your wall, and here's your wall. So, you simple case is you put it across, the sitting on the two walls. Let's say you put a something extending in, and you laid your kura, that's also going to be good. But if you extended, you put an extension after the, in the front of the kaisel, you put something sticking out, you laid the kura on that, that doesn't work. That's what he's going to say right now. Okay? I'll not say you said it's Eitzel HaMavi Bechutz, Philip is Samach Loi, V'nichem Aleim Apostle. So Kara only works if it's inside of the Mavi. So here in this scenario, you put it beyond the Mavi by putting, extending the front end of the walls with putting some type of a hook or something in the front and then laying the Kara across that. So the Kara is actually laying beyond the end of the Mavi. So that's not Mutter. If you put these two supports, two brackets facing inwards inside of the kaisel of the mavi, and you laid it across that, see, well, it's not laying on the walls, it's inside of the walls, but that's fine. That we'll see later on. That case is okay. But over here, it's because it's beyond the mavi. Memtes, you can match it with a kara. Shayit is a year hector. Shayyov al hakli v'talat b'shus rabin kamura. So it creates a hector that it's not the same as shus rabin because it has this thing over there. And you see where to stop. So it reminds you this is not the same as Rosh Hashanah, and it tells you where to stop. Al Rosh Hamavi, Rosh Hashanah B'Ksei Hamavi, all the way at the front end. If you put it only partial, you didn't put all the way at the front end of the Mavi, you put it, you pull it back into the Mavi. What's the luck in that case? We'll talk about that around. Alim Noatz, Hainu, what's the case, non Aleph, Shetachav Shnei Yeseirus Mishtei Aksolim, Mizah Mizah Letzad Rosh Hashanah, you put out a spike, a brand, facing outwards, for the two Ksolim, towards Rosh Hashanah, Mashakosav Filu Samachloi, even if it's right next to it, Hainu Shetachav Shnei Yeseirus Mishtei, they weren't very long. So when you put the kura on them, they're immediately adjacent to the wall. Fil hachi is possible. Vatam. The kura al gabi ksolim beinun. So this is how the Chazal set up the din. It has to be on the with the walls. Sheinir is shabor lahachshar hamavi. It's only clear that its function there is for the purpose of being machshir the mavi if it's within the parameters of the mavi. Shum tikra shum kara ella agabi ksolim. You put coverings on walls. You don't put coverings after walls. But v'dafka kara, this is alach and kara. Avol lechi. And you said before, the lechi could be actually extending beyond the mavi, and it still works. So why does lechi work? And kara doesn't. At the time of the milsa, the lechi, I feel oimid bechutz, nigger shabot lahakshra mavi, mashekin bekara. The lechi is obvious that that's its purpose. The lechi, what's he asking? He's saying like this. He's saying, Lechi is because of Mechitza. But on the other hand, we do say there's a requirement of Heker. So, why are we not worried about, if you're saying that there's not a Heker by the Kara beyond the Mavi, so maybe by Lechi also? He says, no. The Heter of Kara works because you've covered part of your Mavi. So that's how we set up the Heker. So that's not true. Lechi is because you put a beam there, you put a board there. So you put a board there, Lamaisa. So that's efficient.
What is lechi?
Yeah. Puzzle. V'imnoat shtei yisedes b'karkas somach l'kosle yamavi mizeh mizeh mibachut z'miniach l'kar aleim kosher mitam lechi. So if you put two supports at the end of the mavi, and you put the kara across them, so you say the kara is not good, but you have a lechi in there, right? So he says, so this quote is from Erev Shabbos, Ayarab, etc. The Sharsin says, well, it's the source of Pasach already. Right, in that scenario. But there are my locusts of the Hoyis Pizam, not me, source of Pasach.
It also seems to extend the walls. I'm sure you see where they are on the walls. You'd extend the walls effectively by doing this.
Well, it depends, but it'll depend how it looks.
Right.
What's the lechi? One of the Yetayra.
He's saying in a case where you have the mavli and then you put a pole here and a pole here and you put the kara across. So the kara is no good because it's beyond the mavli. But you have a lechi there. You also have a source of pasach there. Right? So that's Mishnah Berurah's question. He says, okay. Okay. Tesvav. There's no din of love by Kara. You have to put it there for the purpose of being mounted to the Mavi. Loinas is the shame kach. If it wasn't made for that purpose, afilu some kol amir Shabbos, even if he decided before Shabbos to use it, still psula, still no good.
What? Lachi
Kara ha'emim me'elov is no good. That's what we're saying right now. Different than a lechi. Nud gimel. I will, if it wasn't made for that purpose. Yeah. I will imloy ka'oisah sh'noisin kara mikosel l'kosel l'chazak ha'ksolim. For example, by putting the cross, you're stabilizing your walls. So it wasn't made to be a kara. Chokei gavna. Then I feel some problem, even if you decided to, before Shabbos to use it. But lechi came along, but if you're involved in some problem here of Shabbos, mahani feel about emeilov. But lechi emeilov is good. Why, or here, why not? Shani hasam the lechi mishum mechitz. We pass the lechi mishum mechitz. Mechitz or medes meilov gam mekain having mechitz. So mechitz is fine. Avol kara mishum hacker. Kshalei hutun hun chol l'shem kach lehavi hacker. Okay, so what would be the scenario where it's four tefachim wide? So the question is, will you say p'tikri yar v'soysa? So now that's a mechitza dekadin. So forget about hilchos kara, be matzad al p'tikri yar v'soysa. Because we said to be a p'tikra, it has to be at least four tefachim deep, four tefachim wide. So in that scenario, we say, you know, and that's mishum mechitza. So I'm not worried about the fact that that's no hacker. So the primogodim says it's still no good. So the bir locha says in divrask psula, I mishum bir the rishem of primogodim I feel a kara b'chabar b'tefachim gam kem psula. The gam is that who mishum hacker. He also it's because of hacker. Zakti Mishabur the Bir Locha Vihine Fimash attacked the Kamam Sephir of Gil Chavab Bir Locha Dimir Maskal Enoi Shemar Rashba the Bekara Dal Tvachim. If the car is four Tvachim wide, why is a real Kaba Maziva and it's right to be a roof? It was strong enough to put the covering of the roof they put on top. Ksher Afil of the Mal Masimamba. Let me show my kara. Let me show the p'tikra yar v'soysim. After the bazaar, filu I'm a me'elov gam ken mutter v'tzarchi. So l'char that should be mutter, even by me'elov, because the heter over there is because of p'tikra yar v'soysim. Okay. Give me 1 second. Yeah, something I'm gonna miss a dish which in the back. Yeah, okay. Tez Zion. Okay, so we're saying that you can be matir your mavi with a kara. So kara zu shemarnu, by putting this cross beam across, you're matir your mavi. Tzri chashir, by lechi we said it's kol shehu, but by kara it's not kol shehu because it has to be because of a hacker. So it has to have a shear. That once it has to have a shear, the fikoch imasol miatzei asher is psula. Kima the sefer kaima ksuli mechle shur. So here we don't consider atzei shear. It's considered like it has to be destroyed. So it's armed to be destroyed. It's like it's destroyed already. So it's ash. Ash can't work for a korah. It doesn't hold together. What is the shear? We'll see in the next sif. Non heitzu chashir kedachamei sif yuzayim. Fikach, who are in the Choldover should start Shir, can mash in his Galiel, but Pesif Beis, Pasha, Bertwachim, it's out of Echod. By case of a Chotzer, you need a pass of four Twachim wide, or Tevach Mikan, Tevach Mikan, or you need a Tevach on each side. Me'atze Asher is no good. Shav the Yisrael. So, Atze Asher, if a Jew has worshipped it, the loch is, there's no way to make it into a non Asher. It becomes Asher forever. Shein lo bittul. Oh, fil shel akum ksotzi Yisrael. The ksotzi akum aloy nispat le memele kis isavir de esim in kufim bob sef vod. If the goy cut it down, that's in essence saying he's no longer maintaining it as an avodah zarah. It loses the status of avodah zarah. A goy and avodah zarah, which a goy worshipped, and the goy is mevatel it, is no longer avodah zarah. So when the goy cuts it down, he made it into a non avodah zarah. So,
what if you had one goy? Let's say goyim were worshiping this tree, and some goy who doesn't worship this particular tree cuts it down. Was he quote unquote mavatel it, or was it just that he didn't particularly worship this tree?
I have to tell you that Hilchas Bitzel of Adazora are not at my fingertips. The Mora discusses the case of can one guy mevatel another guy's Adazora. I don't recall if it discusses enough if he's over it or not. I don't remember what the Mora comes out. But let's say, if the Jew cut it down, so the Jew's act of cutting it down is not considered a bittul on the goy's avodah zarah. When it's all at least his boy, and the Jew took it to take benefit from it, so once he did that, there's no bittul by avodah zarah of a Yisrael. So me'elo yizet nasas avodah zarah shel Yisrael den lo bittul kelefichah mirin the ksusei mixes. So the whole concept of ksusei mixes means because since there's no way to make it mutter, it loses its status. It loses its integrity of being a unit because it's not meant to be destroyed. But if it belongs to a goy, even if he wasn't mevatel it, but it's not meant to be destroyed because he could be mevatel it. So there's no din of ksusei mixes shura. However, it's chum shall not the yesh lebittel. Can the yesh lebittel or minin be excuse me as a shura? Feel the karam shenis bata. The Sharatin has a fascinating discussion over here, which is not so relevant halacha lemaisa. That's not true. That's relevant over here. It's relevant
in other places.
I take a rovus. Rovus have to have a share. I take it from a property of a goy. I take an esrog property of a goy. Those scenarios.
That would be stealing, no? Unless he gives his permission.
So if he takes it, and if there'd be a scenario of a zora, and he takes it, so the guy with this halacha of Ksusimech Shura, is it considered the Jews, and therefore there's no din bittul anymore, or it belongs to the goy? Mitzad the gzela shaboy, we have to deal with the issue of gzela because, so he deals with the. Do you say that the kinyani oinsim that a Gazan gets makes it that it's the Gazans, and therefore it now belongs to Yisrael who stole it, and therefore it is going to be not have bittul anymore, or since it's still Mikra, then belongs to the Goy. So it would still have turned to potentially a Bittul. Fine. And then he's not dealing with the issue of the over there. You're probably puzzled, Kessel's puzzled because of Mitzvah by Veira. Okay, I'm not sure what Halacha Lamaisa example case would be, some practical case. Okay, so what is the share of a car? And then we'll stop. What time is it?
It's almost 9. Almost the 9. Other share starts at 9.
Okay. Yudzayin, shira karas, how big does it have to be? Rachma tefach wavi kol shehu. It has to be a tefach wide, regards to its thickness, which over here is going to be certain that it's height. Right? You're laying it across, so this is, we're saying this is its width, and this is its thickness. So wavi kol shehu, they never gave a specific shira how thick it has to be, but it has to be a tefach wide. But it has to be a certain amount of strength. Rach tetiach hazaka kele kabel riach, it has to be strong enough to be able to hold a brick. How big of a brick? Shechatzi levena shel shlosh tefachim. The brick is a tefach and a half long. So you put it, if your board is going this way, you put your brick this way. So it'll stand out a quarter on one side, a quarter on the other side. And the main body of the brick will sit on top of it. So it has to be strong enough to actually be able to hold this brick made out of earthenware, even though like you make a brick. But if it's 4 tefachim wide, they do not make this condition of being that, having that strength. So it's a very flimsy piece of plywood, but it's 4 tefachim wide, you're good to go. Okay, let's hold it. We'll do the Mishnah.